When Teresa Lloyd retired 5 years ago in the small Pennsylvania town of Broken Straw, she began a search of the family tree. What she found going back five generations on her husband's side was a man who sailed the Great Lakes in the days of wooden ships.
Oh, just total surprise. Until that point, my husband wasn't too interested in my genealogy. It was just something for me to busy myself with in Broken Straw. And when he found out that he had been the captain of the Lucerne and it was a historic site, he became very excited about my work.
Husband William Lloyd was interested. The more he found out about this tragedy, the more he felt like he had something he had to do for the great-grandfather he never knew, to bring his family together for a long-overdue memorial at a resting place far from home.
And I can only guess what they went through, and it had to be something terrific. And they fought their best and did their best to stay out of trouble, but Mother Nature and Lake Superior took its toll.
That led the living three generations of Captain George Lloyd to the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. As if the old captain's blood still flowed through the family lines, William Lloyd's son Greg of suburban Cleveland repeated the rule of the seas to his own son.
Okay, Tony asked you to stay here, though?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Tony is the captain of the boat. Greg, you must.
Captain Tony Ripple often takes divers to the Lucerne, a popular site because it's well-preserved and close to shore. He feels a special bond with other mariners lost at sea.
But every time I'm over this wreck, sooner or later, during the period we're here, I get goosebumps just thinking about where I am and what occurred here, you know, that many years ago. And I'm sure now having Captain Lloyd's great-great-grandson here and great-great-great-grandson, it makes this a kind of a very special occasion.
The Lucerne was built in 1873, a three-masted schooner in a time when sails still propelled grain and ore ships. It was carrying a cargo of iron ore bound for Cleveland when it got caught in a blinding snowstorm. Underwater archaeologist Jeff Gray with the Wisconsin Historical Society says the Lucerne was a testament to the danger sailors faced on the Great Lakes, and the three bodies of the crew, which were recovered frozen to the mast, told of a lost battle with the elements of a great lake.
The very end was pretty sudden because one had three coats on without shoes and another one had shoes on but without a coat. Imagine if you're going to be going out, if you knew you were going down, you'd get as much clothing on as possible. Also, in an earlier excavation, part of some furniture and actually parts of the ship were found in the ship's stove. So it's believed that they were anchored here for a while and were running out of coal and fuel wood for the stove to keep warm, and they actually started tearing the ship apart to stay warm.
Captain George Lloyd's body was recorded as missing along with three of his crew, and they've never been recovered. Now on a warm afternoon with a 4-inch ripple on the water, just a third of a mile from what would have been the safety of Long Island Lighthouse, great-great-grandson Greg Lloyd suits up to dive the Lucerne.
Comfortable, make sure. Everything's working. Equalize. Make sure your mask is all right.
No, Ashley.
I'll stay with you the whole time. I've got
you got your. Another plate of jet now. Pretty good right there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, guys. Going in, Mom.
Have fun.
After half an hour underwater with good visibility of about 25 feet, Greg Lloyd was impressed by Captain Lloyd's large ship and the damage nature can do.
We came down on the bow of the boat, looked, I believe, at what is the capstan, which they use for controlling the anchor, for winding the anchor in and out. We got back, and what else did we see? We saw the whole keel area along with the centerboard.
The break of the keel,
saw where the fracture was.
But it would take a while for the impact to sink in, and he would have to come to grips with his emotions after seeing evidence of the crew's demise. The closure came as his father, William Lloyd, led the three generations in a long-overdue memorial service, each tossing a bouquet of flowers on the rippled waters over the Lucerne.
Captain George Lloyd, we are here today to pay our respects to you and your crew. We are happy that we found you resting on the Lucerne and hope and pray that you have found eternal peace in heaven. From your grandson, William George.
From your great-great-grandson, Gregory William.
From your great-great-grandson, Gregory David.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 112 years after the Lucerne went down, a family finally gets a chance to say goodbye to her captain. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in the Apostle Islands.